it was good, man. Everything coming along good.
Yeah. What's it like for you now? You're going up against the top-rated pass team in the NFL
draft. It's definitely a challenge. I think it's something that we up for and that we're preparing for and we're ready for it.
Did you watch live their game on Sunday against Green Bay?
I think I caught the second half and it was pretty intense.
What were you thinking? Putting off all those numbers, knowing you got to play against them this week.
Like I said, it's going to be a big challenge for us. You know, I think us being a young secondary mixed with a little bit of veterans, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us to really establish ourselves.
Do you like playing against a team that's going to air it out that much? I mean, it gives you guys a chance to make plays. Obviously, gives them a chance to make plays too.
Though. Exactly. Yeah. Like you said, I mean, you want to be in position at the end of the day to make plays. And like you said, he throwing the ball so much, it's going to give more opportunities for us. So you just got to take advantage of it.
I was looking at it. You're from Greensboro, right?
Yes,
and so is Keenan. Do you guys know each other? Did you play against each other? What's that?
Yeah. You know, we played each other my senior year in high school, and it was pretty intense. I got hurt the game before, so I wasn't at my full health, but it was still pretty intense. And like I said, we played pickup basketball against each other like pretty much our whole life. And like I said, growing up together. Then when we came out for the draft, you know, we stayed with each other and trained together and everything. So he's a good friend of mine.
Is it weird going up against somebody like that, knowing that several times you guys are going to be one-on-one, just like the old days?
I wouldn't say it's weird. I think it's just, you know, we're both competitors. You know, we're NFL players. We love to compete. And, you know, this is the second time with me facing him in the NFL. I played against him my rookie year, so, yeah.
Any pregame trash talking?
Maybe a little bit.
Via text, huh?
Oh, what'd you say?
Via text.
Oh, yeah. You know, we kind of keep it, you know, text for a minimum right now because we're opponents right now. But I'm pretty sure after the game we'll have some words.
I guess maybe it evens up since he got banged up last week, so this time he won't be a full health, right?
Oh, we'll see. I mean, that's what they say. But, you know, knowing Keenan, man, he's a competitor, man. He's going to come out there and play hard.
When you look back at what you guys did against Denver, I know there was a full bye week, but is there some momentum or some positives to be taken from that? How well you guys played? You kept the top quarterback out of the end zone?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you say, anytime you keep, you know, like a Hall of Famer quarterback, you know, from scoring, you know, that's definitely a big positive. And we're just looking, you know, to kind of grow off of that and kind of keep the momentum going.
Were you surprised that you've been able to come in and quickly develop such a large role with this team?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. You know, I got a full full confidence in my ability. You know, I knew what I could do, and I just wanted to get in here and just put on consistent play, and you know, show the coaches what I had, and you know, just go for it.